Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Saoirse Connolly is a wild and free woman here to hold a mirror up so you can remember who you are. She is a feminine embodiment and empowerment guide, womb alchemist, birth and postnatal doula, and fierce and fearless lover and leader who will advocate to the ends of the earth for the women she works with to have an empowered pregnancy and birth. Through her online coaching container, The Liberated Woman, she supports women who are calling in a baby or embarking on their pregnancy and motherhood journey. Women who work with her feel seen, supported, heard, held, and deeply loved through the sacred container of conception, pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. They awaken to the wonder and magic of who they are, have a deep knowing that everything is unfolding in divine timing, and are equipped with the tools to navigate their journey wholeheartedly, becoming the unbreakable and shakable forces of loving creation that they are. Saoirse is also a pre-postnatal yoga teacher and founder of the Deep House Yoga Project, a global movement merging the ancient tradition of yoga with the sounds of the underground, adding a bit of oomph to your through transformational and uplifting events for the mind, body and soul. Good morning, Saoirse. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hello and good morning to you too, or good evening here in Australia.
Of course, yes, it's nearly bedtime for you, isn't it? I'm full of energy. And everybody else is ready to go to sleep. I'm really excited to have you all here today. And we've only got 4 more days to go until the release of the book, Intuitive Knowing Her Truth. So Saoirse, can you share with me a bit about your story and your chapter and why you chose to write it?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity just presented itself to me. I had a few friends last year be a part of a multi-author book, and it sounded like something that was really accessible to me too. And when the opportunity came up and Bridget appeared on my feed, I jumped at the chance to contribute my story, because the title, Intuition, Knowing Her Truth, really spoke to me, you know. My chapter is all about really getting to know myself and using the initiation of pregnancy and motherhood for my greatest transformation. And it really helped me to see when I experienced a miscarriage early on in a pregnancy, and then really learned how to embrace my vulnerability through that process, and really allowed myself to be seen in the blame and shame that I was experiencing around it, and allowed myself to turn over all the stones inside of myself that kind of, you know, had me drinking and partying and showing up in a certain way that was kind of holding me back from being authentically me. Excuse the Irish accent.
I did
a lot of work on myself in that time after I miscarried, and it really gave me this inner strength, and I got to know myself on a level that I never knew before, and I got to drop a lot of masks that I had been hiding behind up until then, and I realized that my intuition had been drowned out by a lot of self-doubt and fear over my lifetime. And getting to know myself on an intimate level and uncovering all the stories and, you know, triggers and traumas that held me back from feeling safe in my body gave me this inner confidence and real ability to live in the uncertainty and to embrace my vulnerability, which helped me to live and birth fearlessly. So my pregnancy was a beautiful journey. Then when I did get pregnant again with my little baby girl, it was a beautiful journey of transformation and you know, contemplation, and I just learned how to connect so deeply to myself and my body and my own divinity. And it was a beautiful experience, and I got to birth really powerfully and positively because of the work that I did on myself, uncovering all of the fears and limiting beliefs that I held within. And I just felt so powerful when I did cross that threshold into motherhood, you know, after doing all of this work. And really, I was able to own my birth story and own my place in this beautiful game of life, and really feel the benefits of being able to take radical responsibility for my own experience. And I just want every woman to feel that strong and vital and sensual when she crosses that threshold to motherhood too, you know, because birth trauma is a huge thing, and a lot of women don't even know they have power and have rights in the birth room. And I'm just here to remind people that they do. And it's just something that will stand to them in their motherhood journey, and if they can, you know, take ownership of their experience.
So how does that, I take it you work with mothers now, is that how you help people with your experiences?
In my pregnancy, I studied to be a doula. So I wanted to embody, you know, the wisdom from my own experience, and then be able to hold the space for other women to be able to birth with ease and grace too. And I just felt this deep connection, you know, to being able to step up and help to share this wisdom that I was learning, because I realized that so many women didn't actually know that there's so much involved in the education process around birth, and really kind of knowing your rights, and not allowing things to just happen to you, actually taking control as much as you can in an uncontrollable situation, because birth is so uncertain, you know, and the it's just one of those things that we cannot control. But the less that we can control, the better in that situation, and the more that we can trust ourselves, the better. And what I learned throughout my process was how much women don't trust themselves. We've been led to believe things about birth, and we've been ingrained with such fear within our society about birth that we just allow the medical system to kind of take control and to do whatever it takes for to get our babies earthside, when actually the power is within us to get out of the way and allow our babies and our bodies to work together to, you know, initiate this rite of passage that is so incredibly important for women to own and enjoy, because then it can really help us in terms of knowing our capabilities in motherhood, you know, being able to lead with our intuitions and our maternal instincts when we birthed our baby by naturally the way nature intended. And not to say that, you know, the medical system isn't incredible to have there when it's needed.
Well, I'll say my first baby, I had an emergency cesarean, and I had a near-death experience. So my circumstances, but maybe, you know, I didn't know stuff back then. So there wasn't someone like you around either. So a lot of it, I was very fearful of my first pregnancy. But I wasn't expecting it to be as bad as it was. But then I went on to have, you know, went on to have two more cesareans that were not as dramatic as the first one.
But, yeah, because you were able to make conscious and confident decisions about what was best for you and your body at that time. And that's all I'm really advocating for, is for women to really know what choices they have, know what rights they have, and know what they want, and to be able to create that experience for themselves from a place of high intention but low attachment, you know, like anything can happen. And just being safe and secure in your own body, to know that you trust in the uncertainty, you know, that you trust in your body, that you trust in your baby, and that you trust in the support systems we have around us and in the environment that we give birth in, when we can feel safe, you know. And when we do that inner work in pregnancy to feel safe within ourselves and cultivate that safety within, then that really helps us to have the birth experience we want to have, you know. And there's nothing wrong with having an elective cesarean or having a medicated birth or having a free birth. Whatever women want to do, it's up to them completely. It's just about taking ownership and radical responsibility so that you don't feel robbed of this life transforming experience, you know? Because too many women are feeling that way. They feel like intervention comes too quickly. We're on the clock in a system that is stacked against us from the beginning, and at one intervention leads to another. And then women just feel like they didn't have any kind of part to play in their birth, or the ones who did prepare feel like their bodies let themselves down, when actually it's the system that the birthing industry is in that let us down, you know, the environment around us that didn't make us feel safe, and the support wasn't there, because many women don't know that there's doulas available, or many men don't know what to do in the birth room. And so there's so many factors involved. And my real message is just one of taking ownership for your experience, you know, educating yourself as much as you can, and doing the work to uncover the triggers and traumas within us that hold us back from being in our power, from speaking our truth, and from really trusting in ourselves and our bodies and our babies to be able to birth in whatever way we wish to.
That's a beautiful message to share. Where can our listeners find you if they want to come and know more about what you do?
Find me on Facebook and Instagram. I've got a website which is under construction at the moment, but I'm always on Instagram sharing wisdom and connecting with my community. And yeah, I would love to chat more with anybody who feels the need. I run a Liberated Woman online course that really helps to cultivate these sense of safety from within, to embrace vulnerability so that we can live and birth and even die fearlessly, and you know, just really connect to ourselves and our bodies and our babies and our own divinity, to make this experience one that is of inner transformation, and one that will, you know, really help us to embark on the journey of motherhood, feeling empowered and feeling like we're connected to our intuition and to our maternal instinct, so that we can lead from that place.
We're on Instagram. Where on Instagram can they find you?
Sessions with Saoirse. I'll put the links in the show.
Brilliant.
I'll send them to share.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I'm sure there'll be lots more in your chapter that a lot of women will connect to. So thank you for coming in. Bye for now.
Thank you. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Trust your intuition
now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review. And let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook, which is linked to my free Facebook support group, where I often drop in with an oracle card and share lots of wisdom in many areas. My website is soulfulvalley.com. It should be live very soon. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Soulful Valley.